for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey today for Monday, September 16th, goes to former Florida Gators quarterback Tim Tebow. Now, last week, a bill was approved by the California State Senate that would allow college athletes to be paid for their use of name, likeness, and image. If signed into law by the state's governor, the Fair Pay to Play Act wouldn't go into effect until 2023, but this is a law that needed to pass, not just in California State, but every damn where. Yes, these college kids should get paid for their names, likenesses, and images, okay? The NCAA is pulling off the greatest heist in the history of heist by not paying these kids, all right? Schools are making billions of dollars from these kids' sweat equity, and these kids don't get a damn thing from it, all right? We have to start looking at the NCAA as semi-pro, and semi-pro ball players get paid. So should NCAA athletes, and they should get paid top dollar simply because the industry of the NCAA is big business. Top dollars are being made because of those kids, so let those kids receive top dollar. It's simple. Not to mention it would be performance based anyway, because if you're a top player, your jersey is going to sell through the roof, and you should get a piece of that and a piece of whatever other merchandise your likeness is on. I have absolutely no problem with that. And by the way, NCAA, I personally think it'll make more kids want to go to college and possibly stay in college longer. These kids just want to get to the money and change their families' lives, period. If they can start that process in college, a lot of them will stay longer, especially the ones who aren't expected to be top 10 picks or going the first round. If they have the option to make, you know, millions or even hundreds of thousands while they're in school, it might give a lot of these kids the incentive to not go overseas or to possibly not leave college after 1 year. Who knows? I think it's a great idea and long overdue, but there's somebody who doesn't agree, and that person is Tim Tebow. He was on ESPN's First Take last week, and this is what he had to say in regards to this bill to pay college kids for their likenesses in California State. Let's hear it.
When I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top-selling jerseys around the world, and I didn't make a dollar from it, but nor did I want to, because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it, and if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about. But now we're changing it from we, from my university, from being an alumni where I care, which makes college football and college sports special, to then, okay, it's not about us, it's not about we, it's just about me. We turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go. That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL, because it's about your team, it's about your university, it's about where my family wanted to go, it's about where my grandfather had a dream of seeing Florida win an SEC championship, okay. And you're taking that away so that young kids can earn a dollar. Fair, there's man. That opportunity in the NFL, that's but fair. Not in college football.
Tim Tebow, I see you. I acknowledge your opinion. You have the right to be heard. I also have the right to tell you to shut the F up forever and fart on your opinion. Okay? You want the kids to do it for the love of the game. You know, why don't these schools do it for the love of the game? If it's all about the love of the game and you want them to play for free, then schools shouldn't charge admission for games. Don't sell merch. Don't have concession stands. No licensing deals with video game companies. No licensing deal with sneaker companies. How ridiculous is it for the NFL to be, not the NFL, the NCAA, to be making billions of dollars off the backs of these kids, but then turn around and tell those same kids, do it for the love. All right, Tim Tebow, you didn't want to make money off your jersey sales. Fine. That's your dumbass. Okay, but some people do. And imagine if somebody like Zion Williamson would have played at Duke this year, made Duke millions and millions of dollars, and then got hurt and didn't get a chance to go to the NBA and make millions for his damn self, okay? What if that would have happened? What if he hadn't made a dollar at Duke, but he got hurt and he's sitting at home back in South Carolina broke and frustrated when he could have made millions just off a percentage of his jersey sales at 1 year at Duke, right? Tim Tebow, you may not understand a lot of players come from poor and disenfranchised communities. They don't come from the best of circumstances, and they love the sports they are playing, but they also want to change the financial trajectory of their family's lives. They don't have the luxuries of life that someone like you has, Tim Tebow. Have you ever, you know, heard the stories of these star athletes not even having money to eat at the school? Huh? Tim Tebow, go watch the 30 for 30 on the Fab Five and look at what injustice in sports looks like, all right? Those guys' likenesses and image made Michigan millions. Meanwhile, they didn't even have money for pizza. And taking money from someone to get pizza is illegal. See, that's the difference between guys like them and guys like you. Tim Tebow, you are white and privileged. Those brothers are black and not privileged. You, Tim Tebow, would have been all right in life, whether you went pro or not. These brothers from the hood, not so much. So listen, I need you to stop praying to the West. all right, and praying to white Jesus, and turn to the east and pray to black Jesus and ask him about this because you sound lost and out of damn touch. You're a Christian, right? You know Proverbs 22:7 where it says the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. Well, it's time for the NCAA's rule over poor and disenfranchised kids to end. It's time for the NCAA to be the servant to its greatest asset, which is its players. Players are the lenders because they lend their talent to these colleges. These colleges need to realize they are borrowing these kids' talents for however long they choose to be in school, and they are making billions because of it, all right? But that must change. The power dynamic must change, and these kids need to be looked at as partners and not disposable assets. What you are doing, Tim Tebow, is not Christ-like, all right? Because being a Christian means that you are selfless. You, my friend, are being selfish because you are drawing on your own individual experiences to disregard the needs of others, okay? Foolish, selfish people are always thinking of themselves, and the result is always negative. Wise people think of others helping them as much as they can. You know who said that? The Dalai Lama. Tim, you need to be like Dolly. All right? Please let Remy Ma give Tim Tebow the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. So passionately about me not making money. You rich as hell speaking so passionately about me not being able to make a dollar. Can I get some coins?
Right, all right. While they're all making money off
Jesus you? Christ. Can you a Christian, right? You believe in giving the church 10%? Can the players get 10%?
Yep.
Can the NCAA tithe and get some offerings to the players?
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.